How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to the show. I have a very different episode for you today. In fact, I'm not even going to throw the sponsorships on this one. Not because, like, I don't want to get paid or whatever. Or, I don't know. That I'm talking about a serious topic that shouldn't be monetized. But, I mean, this is going to be a lot more raw of an episode. Probably not a super long episode. Also, if it sounds like I'm out of breath, it's because I am. It's because I can't breathe out of my freaking nose right now. I'm super stuffed up and starting to cough and whatnot. So if I take long pauses, just bear with me. I'm just surviving through it right now, honestly. But I wanted to make this episode kind of talking about the future of the podcast. Because, I mean, I already made a video about that not that long ago. Probably before the summer, I think. And I just kind of talked about how I'd be doing video form, I'd be doing video form, like reviews and whatnot. Whatever I really want to do, everything would be video form on my YouTube channel. And then basically everything in the podcast would just be audio form of the YouTube videos. And I don't love the way that it is right now, where you have to listen to me say like, comment, and subscribe, and then you get into the next review. I don't necessarily love that, but I don't know though. The way I was thinking I could do it is just like have one episode for one review, but then the episodes would only sometimes be like 11 minutes or something like that. For like, for example, my See How They Run review is only like 11 to 12 minutes. So that's not really a long podcast episode. That's not what I think about when I think of podcasts. Like, I don't think of just quick little snippets, you know? I mean, there's people that do it. Real Rejects, Double Toasted has some podcast episodes where it's just individual reviews. And it seems to work for them, obviously. But it's not necessarily what I want to do. I mean, I started the podcast really wanting to be like a raw, just kind of movie review, kind of movie TV show topic kind of podcast where I just sit down and talk about it. I mean, it's a little embarrassing to say now, but one of my inspirations for starting a podcast was Joe Rogan, and I just loved how personal it was. Like, that's above all else. Like, I didn't really always give a shit about what he was talking about, but I just loved how raw and just how personal it was. And that's kind of what I wanted this to be. But at the same time, I also wanted to like have a structure and have a show and keep things moving, keep things kind of entertaining as I can be. Because sometimes I know I'm pretty monotone and not always super energetic. You know, there's a lot of factors for that. But right now it's just because I have a bad cold. But also, a lot of the time I'm like recording stuff super late. Over the last few days or so, I've been recording things earlier in the day because I've been waking up fairly early because I've been going to bed fairly early. So even though I have a cold, that still does make me feel better about it. Just waking up early and feeling like I have more of the day ahead of me. And I want to keep doing that. But at the same time, the way I do my stuff, watch my stuff, and like, the way I get through so much is by staying up super late. And that's not necessarily the most healthy thing, but in terms of my growth and how much I'm putting out on YouTube and on the podcast, that works really well for me because I can watch when I get home from work, I can watch like a movie or something like that, maybe get like through one or two movies and maybe some episodes of a show or something like that. Record a few reviews a night. Typically, I only try to do like one or two reviews a night because past that point, it's just like, oh my God, I've been doing YouTube videos all day. I try to not like overdo it with stuff. I try, because the thing about this, the thing about doing podcasts and YouTube is that you can't get discouraged with like likes and views and subscribers. Sometimes I let that get the best of me. But I have to remember that I am doing this for myself more than anything, because I swear to God, if I wasn't doing this podcast or YouTube or had something to motivate me towards a goal, I don't know where I'd be right now. Because honestly, in a way, this podcast and just like doing these reviews and interacting with people who watch and listen, and interacting with people I've interviewed as well, like getting to know the community a little bit. The Real Rejects, like my favorite, one of my favorite guests that I've had on here, Real Rejects, Greg and John, which I'd love to interview them again. So if this podcast stops, it doesn't necessarily mean like the things I do are going to stop. It just means it's going to exist somewhere else in a different form. So like the review, or not the review, the interviews, I would love to keep doing. And I've tried to get some interviews and a lot of stuff just kind of fell through, especially since when I started focusing on the YouTube more, like the subscriber amount's really low. It's still not at 100, but you know, once I can get to that, I can make a custom URL, I can make things super easy to find and all that kind of stuff. But the thing I'm thinking about is, am I going to change the name? I have an idea already for the name. I'm not going to put it out into the world. I'm going to kind of talk about it with people I know, get other opinions from like people I know in the community, and also like some friends, maybe some family, just anybody I think would give me honest opinions. And so far, the name I have, I've gotten some mixed reviews on. For the most part, it's positive, but I've only asked like two people so far. First, you know, opinion was very positive on it. Second one is just like, I don't know, I've known you as Pop Culture Podcast for so long, it feels kind of weird that it's going to be changing. And that's how I feel too, trust me. But at the same time, if I'm not going to have this podcast, I don't want my channel to be called Pop Culture Podcast. And if I do continue with this podcast and do something different with it, I still want to separate the podcast from the YouTube channel a little bit. I mean, yeah, it would be kind of smart to keep the same name for both. But at the same time, there's so many already, so many podcasts and so many YouTube channels that are either called Pop Culture Podcast or have a variation of Pop Culture Podcast. Pop Culture Podcast that's so close to it that when you search it, it oftentimes is one of the first things to pop up. So, you know, I want to have, because the name I have, I checked on YouTube and it doesn't exist on YouTube as far as I see as a channel. So it could exist as a custom URL. That's why I'm kind of waiting. I'm at 85 subscribers right now. If you're listening right now and you're not subscribed to my YouTube channel, please go do so. Because once I get to 100, I can get things in motion. I'm still kind of like getting things in motion right now, trying to get things ready before I hit that 100 subscriber mark. I was going to try and, you know, hold off on changing the name until I got to like 500, but I would rather, you know, with a lower amount of subscribers, a lower audience count, it would be easier to change the name early rather than later when a lot of people attribute Pop Culture Podcast to my channel, you know? So, yeah, I do have a name idea. It took me like an hour and a half. I was like using name generators and whatnot, and I wasn't taking the exact name from the name generators, but I was just like taking different elements from different things that I liked. And it took me a long time to find something, because not only was I trying to find something I liked, but I was also trying to find something that wasn't already on YouTube. And I finally came down to something. I'm not in love with it right now, but there's enough I can do with it, and I could kind of play with the name of it a little bit. Like I could add a little pizzazz to my videos involving the name. So it's a little similar to something a couple of movie reviewer YouTubers already do, but you know, it's a certain action. So I'm like, I don't know. You can't like trademark that kind of thing. But I'm getting way off track here, but that's kind of just how this episode is. I'm also a little loopy. I just, as of recording this, just got done a couple hours ago. Yeah, about a couple hours ago, watching Don't Worry Darling with Florence Pugh and Harry Styles. 2 hour and 2 minute film. That's including credits. Did not stay for the credits because I pretty much with every movie nowadays that I look up, oh, are there any after credit scenes for this and this movie? There's some of them out there where it's just like, yeah, this kind of movie doesn't have an after credit scene. This isn't the kind of movie for that. But you know, I was you know, looking to see if there were any, and there weren't. So I was just like, all right, I'm heading out. I'm tired. because I've been going to bed like before 1 a.m. for the last few nights. There was a couple of nights ago that I went to bed around like 8 or 9. Partially just because I haven't been feeling good. It's not just like the congestion, but like, I don't know. I was like throwing up a few nights ago, passed out in the bathroom. That wasn't fun. I don't know. I have a really sensitive stomach with like a lot of foods and stuff, so I got to be careful. And a lot of the time, especially at night, which I know it's not healthy to do so, but I don't really eat a whole lot during the day, so like I just kind of eat at night. But I don't know, especially when I'm not feeling good, I haven't really been eating a whole lot over the last few days. I've mainly been like drinking a lot of electrolytes, getting some vitamin C and whatnot. So don't have the healthiest lifestyle, that's for sure. But you know, it could be worse. Could be doing meth, which I am definitely not. But yeah, where was I going? I'm way off track right now. But yeah, in terms of the podcast, I might either quit doing it and stop at 200, or I might take a little break from it and then get back to it with a different angle, possibly sticking to only movie news, possibly like pop culture news for the podcast. But then there's that element of, at the same time, why wouldn't I just put that on my YouTube channel and get more videos out there? And the thing about that, too, is like there's so many things nowadays, like maybe not just movies, but like, you know, a lot of news in terms of like, you know, D23 and whatnot. I didn't talk about that news at all on my YouTube channel. And that's partially just because I didn't want to set up everything, do a lot of research and figure out everything that was announced or shown. That's part of the reason why I stopped doing it on the podcast too. Like even when I was doing the YouTube, like the video form videos, the podcast, exclusively on the podcast, I was doing movie news before the reviews, but I stopped doing that because I just fell out of interest with it. There are other people out there honestly doing it better than I was, and it's not necessarily my passion to talk about the news. You know, I love talking about movies and TV shows, and if something's big enough, like, you know, the Comic-Con stuff that was talked about for Marvel, like I will talk about that. And if there are certain trailers I want to talk about, like Marvel trailers specifically, I will make a video about that. Didn't make a video about the Black Panther trailer, which I definitely should have, because oh my god, I love that trailer. Gives me chills every time I see it. But, yeah, I mean, like, there's stuff like that I want to do, but, you know, there's so many other things I want to try as well. Like, I want to try Twitch, I want to try TikTok, which I had a TikTok up. I actually do have a TikTok account that you can go follow. There's no video up, but I had a video before kind of introducing the TikTok channel, and then at that point, I was just like, but at the same time, I really don't like TikTok, so, like, I don't know if I want to do TikTok. I might just stick to YouTube Shorts, but at the same time, the YouTube Shorts mess with your watch time because they don't count towards your watch time. And for those of you who don't know, if you're trying to get monetized on YouTube, you have to have 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 hours of watch time in the last year. I'm at about, like, I don't know, 450, something like that, hours of watch time. And the YouTube Shorts and the live videos don't count towards your watch time at all. then obviously the 1,000 subscribers thing. I don't know how long it's going to take for me to get to that point, but I'm willing to put in the elbow work, whatever the saying is. I'm willing to put in the work to get to that point because I've been wanting to do YouTube since YouTube existed, honestly. I grew up in a time where I was like functional enough with my brain to figure out how to get onto YouTube at the age of 5 or 6 when YouTube was first created. I remember watching like those viral videos and whatnot, like those classic videos that you think of, like Chocolate Rain. I remember being a huge Smosh fan, huge Tobuscus fan. Yeah, like YouTube was my shit, and it still is, honestly. I still watch more YouTube than movies. Like, I'm not even going to lie to you. I watch more YouTube than movies and TV shows combined. I'm not even lying to you. In fact, at times I'm just like, why shouldn't I just make this all YouTube video commentary channel or something like that? But that's not really what I want to do. And also, like, I've tossed around the idea of doing reactions and whatnot, but with the copyright claims and whatnot, I'd rather not risk it because I know how it is for reaction channels like that to have to deal with copyright issues, and it messes with your monetization and it can get your channel, banned or whatever. So I'm not really willing to risk it on that unless some kind of guidelines change and I see and hear that it's happening less and less to these types of creators. So until that happens, which I'm pretty sure it won't, because I'm pretty sure it's only going to get worse, I will not be making reaction videos. Plus, I don't know the first thing about how to actually make a good quality reaction video. I watch a lot of reaction videos, honestly. I wouldn't say that's mostly what I watch, but yeah, if you want to know what I'm watching right now, like, not at the moment, but, like, what I've been watching today, I've been watching these Mark Rober Glitter Bomb videos, and oh my god, I've, like, literally never really watched Mark Rober before, but now he's one of my favorite YouTube creators, YouTube channels, I guess you could say, which, by the way, if those of you out there are curious what YouTube channels I like, let me pull up my YouTube right now. I think it will. Hopefully it doesn't cut off the video or the audio. I don't think it is. So here are the channels I subscribe to at the moment. It kind of changes sometimes. Let's be honest. Sometimes there's just stuff that you like for a little bit and then you just completely lose interest. But at the moment, I will name you everything I am subscribed to. I am subscribed to Charlie Behrens. Go check out his videos. He makes, like, Midwest TikToks. I'm from the Midwest, so I love shit like that. Real Rejects, obviously. Double Toasted, obviously. Dylan Is in Trouble, great movie commentary channel. Go check him out. I would love to interview him at some point. Cobra Kai Kid, likewise. I would love to interview him at some point. And I'm obsessed with Cobra Kai. Recently started watching his videos. You guys definitely need to check out, he did a full, like, reenactment of episode one, like, the very first episode of Cobra Kai, and it is so awesome, I fucking love it, and, that's kind of what put him on the map, I think, but, yeah, Cobra Kai Kid, great, great channel. 3C Films, love 3C Films, he does really good movie news and stuff like that, so if you're looking for, like, good movie news, he is the person to go to, absolutely. Him and, like, if you're looking for more Marvel-related stuff, I believe I'm subscribed. Yep, the Cosmic Wonder does a lot of, like, Marvel news and whatnot. Pitch Meeting, Ryan George, I think he's hilarious. I'm also subscribed to the Ryan George channel. He does really great skits. If you haven't seen a Pitch Meeting, please do yourself a favor and check them out. It's basically Ryan George playing two different characters. You have this movie producer guy and the guy pitching the movie. Sometimes they do TV shows too, but it is fucking hilarious. You'll love it. Corridor Crew. I believe I'm subscribed to Corridor Digital as well. Yep, Corridor. It's just called Corridor now, but two really great channels. Corridor is more like their kind of short films and projects that they make. And Corridor Crew, like, you've probably seen at least the thumbnails for the videos, like VFX artists react, martial artists react or whatever it might be. They do a lot of, like, behind the scenes of how things are made in terms of, like, movies, TV shows, just, like, little skits and animation, CGI. It's a really cool channel, so definitely check that out. Let Me Explain does a lot of really good movie kind of commentaries. Isn't watching the movie like Dylan Is in Trouble or like other reaction channels, but is like talking about the movie, so it's like that kind of commentary. But really, really do love his videos. I think he's great. Sean Chandler Talks About, also another great channel, which I've been trying to get him on the podcast / just like interview him for a while now, but just hasn't worked out with either of our schedules so far. But That'll probably happen at some point. New rock stars, they do great breakdowns for anything like Marvel, Game of Thrones, like the new Game of Thrones show, Lord of the Rings, the new Lord of the Rings show. Pretty much anything nerdy, like The Boys. Like anything nerdy. Marvel, DC, The Boys, whatever it might be. Anything like that, they do really great in-depth breakdowns of, and very impressive shit. What else we have here? Blind Wave, a very good movie reaction, movie/TV show reaction channel. Most of the time it's like four dudes. Sometimes I think it's like five, but they're just watching shit and talking about it. They watch a lot of different shows and movies, so definitely a good channel to check out. Drew Gooden, a commentary channel. I think I follow quite a few commentary channels. but I don't love all commentary channels, but there are some that I really do love. Drew Gooden has such a dry sense of humor, and I just fucking love it. Yeah, Drew Gooden's a good one to check out. And for those of you who are familiar with Vine, yeah, you remember that? He's the road work ahead. Yeah, I sure hope it does. He's that guy. And yeah, his videos are hilarious. Another commentator, commentary YouTuber that I'm subscribed to is Scott Kramer. I believe he's from the Midwest. I could be wrong. But yeah, I mean, he gives off a lot of Midwest vibes for sure. And that's something I can appreciate, being from the Midwest myself. But yeah, he does make a lot of commentary videos, but he also does these like really fun vlogs, kind of Ryan Trahan style, which, by the way, Ryan Trahan, another person that I'm subscribed to. If you haven't watched his Penny series, definitely watch it from the beginning to the end. But yeah, great videos all around. Class in the Glass Vault. I believe I'm subscribed to Class in the Glass as well, but that is Chris Herman, who is on Double Toasted every once in a while for their trivia shows, their 8-Bit Crumbs, has his own Twitch channel, and these are basically the clips from his Twitch channel where he reviews stuff, plays games, does all sorts of stuff there. Holden Hardman, a really good movie reaction / TV show reaction channel. Really do love that guy. I think he's great. He makes really great content and does a lot of, he started off with the My Friend Watches, where his friend and him sit down and watch all the Marvel movies. And then he did that with his now wife. And now they're watching a bunch of other shit like Stranger Things, The Boys, all sorts of stuff. So I really like them. Yeah, check out Holden Hardman. The Cosmic Wonder is the one I mentioned before. The like Marvel news kind of breakdown channel / breakdowns for the shows and whatnot. LS Mark is kind of an animator on YouTube, but here, let me click on this shit. Like, he talks a lot about a lot of like Nickelodeon and TV show Nickelodeon, like animated TV shows, basically a lot of like old school Nickelodeon shows and video games. And I mean, he's like literally done like 5-hour long videos or more where he like breaks down every episode of Family Guy, SpongeBob, Simpsons, all sorts of fucking shit. So he's crazy, but gotta love it. John Flickinger / the Flick Pick. Flick Pick. John Flickinger / the Flick Pick. Follow both of his channels and very much like his content. Trying to go through this a little quicker because my voice hurts. But Double Toasted Bites, the like clips version of Double Toasted, the Film Theorist, Mav, which is a guy who travels in the back of, he travels in his truck and like different things around the country and around Mexico and Canada and whatnot, and makes like kind of camping videos. He has a setup in the back of his truck where he sleeps and lives pretty much. And honestly, that's kind of what I want to do eventually. But yeah, we'll talk about that on another day. Courage Connor, another commentary channel. Will Kimbo Reviews, which is somebody I've actually talked to in the community for a little bit there, and he's a really cool guy. Go follow him. Mr. Ballin does like kind of creepy stories / true crime. Ooga Booga is the other channel for Dylan Is in Trouble. Double Toasted Interviews, pretty self-explanatory. Real Creators, which is a channel by Sean Chandler where he talks about how to be a YouTuber, essentially, which is pretty awesome. Koi Gendro, which is a very nerdy comic book guy who gets to do a lot of really cool things. He's, like, met a bunch of celebrities, but you might recognize him from The Real Rejects. He comes in on, like, the Marvel stuff and reacts to it with them and talks a lot, that's for sure, but gotta love it. Yeah, Mr. Beast. I mean, that one's, you know who Mr. Beast is. Sean Chandler Plus, which is just, like, added content. And then Cory Bots, which is a spin-off kind of thing of Double Toasted where they do the trivia. And he has this character, Cory Bot. And I've been on that trivia show a few times. But if you want to know which ones those are, there's actually one that's not on there for whatever reason. But I am in What Do You Know About Nicolas Cage? What Do You Know About Game Mascots? And then if you go over to their Twitch channel, the one I did was like trivia about Guns N' Roses and movies. So if you can find that, that's cool. But that's the one where I actually win. But yeah, oh my god, my voice fucking hurts. I've been going for 26 minutes. I just named everything I'm subscribed to on YouTube. But just a little sneak peek into my brain. And the kind of things I like to watch on YouTube. Because I spend a lot of time on YouTube. But yeah, this definitely went way off the rails. But it was kind of fun to talk about some different stuff. And just kind of talk to the phone. And just record whatever I have to say. Haven't done that in a while. And maybe that's what this podcast will be at some point. But at the same time, I don't know if I'm going to keep going with it. If I do end on the 200th episode, there might be some space in between episode 199 and 200. So it might take a while to get to that 200th episode. But that's only because if that is going to be my last episode of this podcast, I want it to be the longest one yet. So I want it to be like damn near fucking 5 hours, okay? I want to put as much into that last episode as I can and just go out with a bang. So maybe I'll get some like some people to come in, maybe some other YouTubers do like collabs with people. Maybe look back at some of my favorite moments of the podcast, definitely some interviews that I've done and whatnot, and just talk and just have fun and just kind of appreciate this journey that this podcast has been. I mean, I appreciate everybody who has supported my podcast, supported my social media, supported me on YouTube. People who watch every video, listen to every episode, the people who've been there since day one and the people I've met along the way. I appreciate all of you. This is not the end. It may be the end for one thing, but it's just the beginning for a lot of others for sure. The more I talk about it, the more I'm kind of set on ending the podcast on episode 200. So I think that's most likely what you're going to have to expect. But that being said, I'm not going to like delete the episodes or anything because 10, 20, 30 years from now, I'm going to look back on them and remember some really good times for sure. I mean, I even do that now sometimes. It's only been a couple of years since I started the podcast. Started it in February of 2020. I think it's February 8th of 2020. And it's been really fun. I've like contemplated on quitting quite a few times. And part of that contemplation was me just quitting altogether. But at this point, it's not me quitting altogether. It's me closing the book on one chapter and starting another. I know that sounds like a cheesy Hallmark card, but it's true. So yeah, I think at this point, I think at this point I can confirm that at episode 200 of this show, you can expect that episode to be the last, but you can also expect it to go out with a bang and be a lot of fun, and I'll probably try to get some people in on the episode and just kind of talk about stuff, whatever it might be. I'm probably not going to talk about like the podcast ending the whole time and talk about what I'm going to be doing the whole time. It's probably just going to be a celebration and have fun and just look back on things and just kind of appreciate what the podcast has done. Maybe talk a bit about what I'm planning on doing in the future. I've already kind of talked a little bit about what I'm probably going to do with certain things going forward. But in that last episode, which honestly shouldn't take long to get to that point because we're over halfway there. So, and I'm posting, I guess, pretty much like 3 episodes in the span of like a few days. So, yeah, I mean, we're going to get through it quickly. I've definitely been posting a lot more episodes. You know, I've been like splitting them up a little bit and, you know, probably having like 2 episodes per week, really. So, yeah, I think we'll get to 200 in no time. But like I said, at 199, you can expect a gap between that episode and episode 200 because I have a feeling I'll be working on that one for a while, compiling a lot of different things to do. And I'm definitely, as soon as I stop recording this episode, I am going to start planning that one because I think it is official at episode 200. I know I already said this a few times, but at the 200th episode of this podcast will officially be the last episode of this podcast. So it feels somber to say, but at the same time, I know going forward, like, I'm not going to stop there. You know, I have so much more I want to do. So it's really, like I said, only the beginning. So don't feel sad. I know I don't. I mean, I feel a little sad, but yeah, I mean, it'll feel good to kind of close this chapter. So yeah, there you go. There's this episode. Thank you for listening. Go check me out on YouTube because obviously that's where everything's going to be after I close this podcast out on episode 200. And also, you know, you get reviews earlier on the YouTube channel as well. So if you want the reviews earlier, definitely go check all that stuff out there because there's definitely a bit of space in between me posting the reviews and posting the episodes because I want to focus on the reviews on YouTube being the thing that people watch more than the episode that people are clicking on. So yeah. The best way to find my YouTube channel is on Instagram because I don't have a custom URL yet. But if you go to my Instagram at Pop Culture Podcast, link in the bio should take you where you need to go. I got a TeePublic store as well, which will probably be rebranded at some point. I'm just going to stop talking because I've been talking for like pretty much 50 minutes or so after recording that review for Don't Worry Darling and then recording this whole episode. My voice is definitely strained to say the least. But yeah, thank you all for listening. I will see you in the next episode, which will be my reviews for See How They Run and Don't Worry Darling. And then the episode after that will be my reviews for episode 6 of She-Hulk and then the first 3 episodes of Andor. So keep your eyes peeled for those. I appreciate you listening, and I will see you in the next one.